Hello, and welcome to Legends of Azoria. A collection of tales from a land filled with magic and mayhem. Political intrigue and downfalls. Heroes and heroines saving the day. And monsters and beasts plunging it back to peril. This legend is carried out by Stimpius, the thieving Kenku Ranger. Lausian, the conceited Eldrin Wizard. And Blaze Butler, the captivating Tabaxi Bard. Join us as we relive history and discover dangers, pitfalls, and stupid decisions that made Azoria the legend it is today.
Hello everybody, and welcome back to Legends of Azoria. Now it's been a little bit. It's been a couple of weeks since you've heard from us. But we are back now with hopefully better things. But Whit, do you want to give us a quick recap of our last session?
Sure. So last session, Jacob was unconscious. Well, Blaze was unconscious, still healing from his fight. So he was not present for the recording for the session. And we hung out with the Greek seer of the boar, and we got to rummage around his magical carriage thing that we were in that was like the TARDIS. It was bigger on the inside, and he had a lot of magical items that we basically just got to sift through and pick what we wanted. And so Stimpius and I got some pretty cool stuff.
Yeah.
He dropped us off. Are we just outside the desert now?
Yeah, so you're... If you look at Rule 20, you might remember this map. This was the map that I had you going from Zhen to Blistering Hills. You guys made a camp here. This is like the mirrored side of that. And the town that you're going to come across is called Lanbride. Or Lanbride.
Oh, I see that. Okay. So yeah, you dropped us off. You're just out Blistering Hills. And we are... And then you teleported away.
And you guys saw some smoke in the distance.
And we saw some smoke in the distance.
Yeah, there's a...
Except for me.
This is true. Jacob saw nothing. But the Appalachian Mountains are like short mountains, right? Like they're kind of like shorter, rounder mountains. Is that correct? There's a big hill between you and the fire. So you can't actually see where the smoke's coming from. Obviously, it's coming from fire, but you can't actually see it. That's amazing. Okay. I'm curious, and Jacob doesn't know this. What are some of the items you guys retrieved, or I guess traded for? There was a full barter system. Whitland no longer has, or I guess I should say Lausian no longer has his I Heart Halcyon shirt.
Instead, I now have... So I have my Ring of Fungal Symbiosis, right? And I'm connected to the Stumpy. And then I have another ring on my opposite hand. But now whenever I use a healing potion, I receive an additional 1d6 of HP. I also received a Miss Spellbook. So when somebody casts a spell on me, as a reaction, I can change one letter in the attacker's spell and cause a different effect based off of what the spell now says.
It's pretty lit.
I could write a tome about all the shit I got. I got a magic fork and knife that if the fork's stabbed into something, I can cut through it with the knife as long as it's not organic or living. A magic gold coin that can make anything either a nat 1 or a nat 20. Ring of the Colonel, I can summon a shitload of chickens to attack anything.
Damn.
Right.
It was great.
I recharge it via licking all of my own fingers.
It's amazing.
What?
I also have a ring sword, which is... It knocks people back like 10 feet or something.
Yeah.
Oh god, you got so many things.
Yeah, it's because I've been hoarding all this shit, dude. I just have fucking treasure.
After Sierra dropped you guys off, and you see this big ol' hill in front of you, you've decided it's probably best to figure out a way to wake up Blaze before you continue on your journey. And you guys... I'm going to give you guys the chance to try a few different things before I show you the way that will work.
Do I have any, like, fancy spells that can maybe do something? Let's I have see. Suggestion. I suggest a course of activity. Imagine the influence of a creature you can see with a range you can hear and understand. But he can't really understand because he's unconscious.
I was going to say, I don't know if that would work where he's in a coma. But some people say they can understand, but...
No, it's a...
Can I summon a bunch of chickens to kick the shit out of him?
You can. You know what? You can. So, do you do that?
What are the odds it wakes him up?
Very, very slim.
Communicate with them to not have a bunch of chickens kick the shit out of me.
You said that you don't have your computer, so you can't roll. I remember you saying that. So that's unfortunate.
I'm going to try to just, you know, shake him awake. That's my first. He's in a coma, and I'm just going to shake him and see if it wakes him up.
Okay, go ahead and make a strength check.
Oh, no. Oh, I have a plus zero.
Okay, I have an idea after this.
I got a 16.
It does not awake him.
Ah. Man, I'm going to have some bruises, though.
Yes, this is accurate.
Oh, God.
Can I use my mimicry to mimic, like, a fire alarm or something right in his ear?
Yes, but in order to do that, you would have to know what a fire alarm sounds like.
This is fantasy. What's really loud?
A thunderclap.
This is true.
Yeah, like, ooh. Really loud thunder.
Oh, what if you, like, shake me? Nope, sorry.
I don't think anything...
You're essentially going to give Blaze, like, shaken baby syndrome.
Yeah. No, I was going to say, why don't, like, while you make the sound of lightning, just, like, shake my unconscious body?
Yeah, I make the sound you shake him with.
Okay, we'll try lightning. All right, we'll try that.
Please.
I don't think you guys quite get how comas work.
No, I don't think we
do. Hit him with my wind sword and knock him back 10 feet, and maybe the shock will wake him up.
Okay.
So,
Stimpy's gonna, like, try and, like, his huge-ass anime sword.
So...
I would never.
After trying things all day, it is now nighttime. Blaze's body is bruised and beaten. There are just, like, body marks randomly throughout the dirt. And so tufts of hair are missing, and things have been interesting, to say the least.
So basically what you're saying is I went into a coma after the battle, and then I fucking, you know, I finally fucking heal a little bit, and they beat the shit out of me.
So you essentially got physically healed? But you're not quite right in the head after essentially dying.
Nice.
So, Lausin, all of a sudden you hear Stumpy and he goes, Master Elf, I do have one more idea, but I'm not sure it will work.
What is it?
I'm kind of embarrassed to tell you. I think it's best I just show you.
Don't let him do it. Oh no.
Place your ring next to his ear, Master Elf.
Oh, nah, but I might. Is this the last one I'm gonna hear from you? Are you gonna attach to him?
Nice. No, but this may be the last time, but let's hope it's not. I've never done this before.
Oh. Are you sure? Hey, okay, Stumpy, what do you reckon is the success rate of your idea?
If it works, then great. That's the success rate.
Well, okay, do we have any last-ditch efforts before we do whatever Stumpy has planned?
I have Apparently, I have a little pouch of 1,017 gold. Can I just beat him with that?
I mean, if you really want.
I asked Google, and it said that therapy can get people out of comas.
Are you guys gonna have therapy sessions?
So we're gonna like delve deep into like multiple, you know, machinations and fears.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. Stumpy, do we let Stumpy do his thing?
I think we should stab him with the fork and cut open his brain to take out the coma.
You can't though. It's organic.
That was a bad idea, regardless. Even if
that was an excellent idea.
No. Coma virus. All right, Stumpy. Okay. I take off the ring. I assume this hurts because he's like in.
So you don't take off the ring. You just place. Oh. He just needs you to place the ring next to Blaze's ear.
Oh, okay. So I grab the side of Blaze's head.
Okay. So
give him a wet willy.
Laosian, you aren't necessarily going to go unconscious, but you're kind of feeling like a separation of from your brain. It doesn't necessarily hurt, but it's very uncomfortable. And all of a sudden, your vision is gone. But you're on the view of like a little, not necessarily like a root, like a little root. And you can see that you are actually extending out from the ring, so you can assume that you're actually seeing what Stumpy would see. And you see that it would appear that you're delving into Blaze's ears and coming up to his brain. And all of a sudden, you feel a great pain, and then you notice that there appears to be a seed sprouting from the root. And as the seed is fully sprouted and detaches from the root, you see the root kind of slowly come back out of Blaze's ear and come back into the ring, and all of a sudden you snap back and you're back in your own body.
I think Stumpy laid an egg.
And Blaze, all of a sudden you just hear, Daddy! Daddy?
Oh,
God. Daddy, wake up!
I don't want to be a father.
Daddy! Dad! 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 Dad!
Apparently the feel of commitment is what's waking me up.
And you can actually hear this, because it is now attached to your brain. Whereas you didn't necessarily have to use your ears to hear it, because you had to use your ears to hear Laosian and Stimpius, and they weren't super working. You now have had a child with Stumpy, and that child is connected to your brain. So you can hear it. You can hear the child. Your inner psyche can hear this child. I'm just going, Daddy!
I'm getting this removed quickly.
Daddy, what am I? What are you?
Nope.
Daddy?
Nope.
Hello?
Ignore this voice in my head. I've heard about this. It's schizophrenia.
Jacob, I hate to... Blaze, I hate to break it to you, but I don't think you're a schizophrenic. I think my ring had a baby in your brain, and it's in your brain.
I would just like to say I did not consent to that. I'm wholeheartedly upset about this.
It's valid. You were in a coma.
Daddy? Daddy?
Man, that's kind of weird, though.
Pay attention to me! Dad!
Shut the fuck up.
Dad? What's my name?
That's a good question. We'll figure that out.
Oh, you're the best, Dad.
Nope. Not a fan.
Oh, I know you're not a fan.
Thank you.
You're a cat. And I'm a tree. Something doesn't add up, Dad.
I was just like really, really into tree hugging when I was a teenager.
Oh. What does tree hugging mean?
I will just tell you when you're older.
Oh. Okay. I'm gonna take a nap. And then you don't hear anything else, please. For now.
Lousy, and you molested my ear.
I didn't listen. We were
so they don't. Yeah, they don't quite know what everything you heard, Jake.
Was he speaking out loud that whole time?
Well, yes, I was speaking out loud that entire time, so they definitely heard me.
You guys so couldn't hear the tree baby.
So I'm the only one that isn't a fucking schizophrenic. Cool, great.
it's quite funny.
So
fucking get the demon out of your brain too.
Cool. Yeah. I'm wholeheartedly on top of that.
So
once again, that's you with a weaker chin.
So now
and straighter hair.
Now things are all good. Blaze is awake. You can show him all your cool stuff and kind of catch him up of what's been going on, everything that happened with Ciro.
He's awake, but at what cost?
To my sanity.
The creation of life is not a cost. It's a blessing.
Why don't you just try to give all of us schizophrenia and maybe some weird people in our heads or some shit, dude?
I'm working on it.
I ain't about that. I ain't gonna let it happen.
Well, you can kind of see the future, just not on purpose, so you're already a little crazy.
But those are just lucky coincidences. That isn't me losing my mind.
Lucky coincidences.
So, but yeah, it is nighttime. Lausian and Stimpius should probably rest as they've been very physically trying to get Blaze to awaken.
Oh yeah, I'm super drained from my whole having a baby. So.
I would just like to say you totally beat the shit out of me, so like...
You don't know that they beat you up. They could just say right. That you just...
I don't know.
You know, it's tough, you know, transporting a limp body, and, you know, you hit some things, you tap some things, you bump some things.
How did you transport my body, by the way?
I imagined it like Stimpy used his chicken ring. Oh.
I just dragged you by your head.
There you go.
I'd cast Mage Hand, my cantrip, and I just dragged your body with it.
Wow, I'm glad that...
Oh, it can only carry 10 pounds.
I'm glad that our friendship extends to you dragging me through the dirt.
He gave a part of himself for you to come back.
I had a baby.
Yeah, he took advantage of you while you were in a coma.
Yeah.
He definitely took advantage of me.
Okay, Jay, I understand why you're saying. What would you have rather me done in the situation?
Just leave you
in a coma?
Literally anything else.
I suppose I will. I found a solution to get you out of a freaking coma.
I suppose I will overlook it due to the fact that, like, I literally could not have made my own decisions, so at that time.
You really should have let me do my wind sword thing. I think that would have worked.
Or just, you know, slice me in half.
Yeah. Please, Stimpius was gonna try to just hit you with the sword and hope it.
That's kind of gonna.
I was just gonna nip him a little bit and let the knock life back in.
Well, here's the thing: is you know he's following his nature, whereas like, what the fuck?
My nature is.
I mean, trees are technically nature.
I think he would much rather me cut him a tiny bit to awake him than take advantage of his brain.
How's that gonna work, though?
All right.
How do you know?
Because we tried shaking it. We beat the crap out of him, and it didn't wake him up.
Well, you're not supposed to say that we beat the crap out of him out loud.
But that's nice to know that you did that.
We tried everything, Jacob. Everything except taking you to a doctor.
All right.
Couldn't get you awake.
Except anything that involved medical knowledge, we tried it.
given the circumstances, you did everything.
We're in the middle of the woods, okay?
I'm not even gonna stress it, man. I'm not even gonna stress it.
I do it again while you're alive.
Hey, Daddy.
What?
Daddy.
No.
Dad. Daddy. Who are these guys, and why is that guy a big bird?
Wait, can we? Did you say that we can hear this thing?
You can't. Lousian can't either, because as soon as that seedling departed from the root.
Should check with Stumpy. Stumpy, are you doing okay after that?
I'm just really tired, Master Elf. I didn't know if it would work. Is everything okay?
Yes, it worked. Blaze is quite upset, but he's awake, and that's what matters. Thank you.
Excellent. I think I'll rest for a while.
Yeah. Hey, wait. What'd you say the name of your tumor in your brain was named? Bill Cosby? What was it?
Stumpy. Stumpy.
Oh, okay. Must have misremembered anyway.
Daddy! Daddy, who are these guys? And what's making those sounds? I'm scared, Dad.
Oh, no. Just grow up faster. I don't like this.
You don't like me, Dad?
Sure. No.
But you don't... Oh. Who are you talking to, their cat?
Don't worry, Daddy. I can change that.
The brain baby. That, Stimpy's,
Don't worry, Daddy. I'll make you like me.
Once again, I refer to my wind sword technique to get rid of brain baby.
Maybe, hey, he's awake. Maybe we could take him to a doctor, like, you know, post.
So, Sierra was capable of taking Stumpy out. He would probably be capable of taking the tree baby.
Go back to that pool,
because... You want to go try... So he hangs out in the Blistering Hills. I don't know if you really want to go try to look for him.
I
mean, you can. I'm not going to stop you. Daddy, why do you hate me?
I just don't like voices in my head, man. Just ain't my cup of tea.
But isn't your voice in your head?
That's because it's mine. I don't like any others.
But... Daddy, guess what I found out I can do? And then all of a sudden, he just makes you slap yourself in the face.
No.
And then he starts laughing, just like a little kid laugh. Just like, ow, that hurt. Oh, Daddy, no. You smell funny.
Well, that's just how cats smell.
Okay, so enough lollygagging. We should try to get Jacob to a town, try to get a doctor, at least check up on him, make sure, you know, he's okay after waking up after, like, a 2-week coma.
You guys should be able to make medicine checks.
Oh, yeah. I'm intelligent. Is that what... medicine is a wisdom thing. I'm not super... I have a +1.
Usually rangers have fairly high wisdom. I guess Jacob could do a self-checkup.
I have... Mine is pretty. I think mine's like a +4.
Oh wait, I guess we don't know because someone doesn't have their character sheet on their phone.
You literally have.
You should have it.
I have your level 2 character sheet. I can check your level 2 character. You never sent me things.
Well, none of those things change when you level up, do they?
They can.
Yeah, they can.
Level 5, you get an ability improvement if you choose so.
Like,
yeah, I don't think you ever did.
I remember,
check that.
Like, I remember, like, the abilities I had, like, the...
So,
Jake... Like, the college I went to.
Going off the sheet I have now, your wisdom is a +1.
It's definitely... I know it's at a plus... It has to be at least a
plus. Like I said, that is the most recent one I have for you.
Well, does he have, like, a proficiency in medicine?
Mm-hmm.
Can you see his medicine?
His proficiencies are in acrobatics, athletics, perception, performance, persuasion, sleight of hand, and stealth.
Yeah, I'm a pretty good rogue.
Quite the chitter, yes.
Okay. Well,
Like I said, you guys can run a medicine check if you want.
I'll run a medicine check on him. I'll check him up. I got a plus one.
Are you going to make him turn and cough?
Yeah. Jacob, drop your drawers.
No. Wait, you're going to touch cat nuts, dude?
No, it's a joke.
Maybe he's been neutered. We don't know.
I got an eight.
So he appears to be physically fit. Just as you and Stimpius.
You look grand. You look like the... Other than all these bruises, you look
you look great, besides everything we inflicted upon you.
Okay. So the abuse you guys put upon me...
Daddy, what's abuse?
The only thing I have to worry is confining the failed attempts to wake me up. That's what this is.
Daddy, what's abuse? Daddy?
I'm so sorry, Jacob.
I really wish I could hear this, but I have no reason to just punch Jacob beside the head.
Jacob, you seem mentally strained. Physically, you seem okay. Are you doing okay?
I have a baby. I have a baby tree in my head. Your thing put in me when it did the thing to my brain.
I'm sorry about that.
So now I hear a baby talking to me all the time and can also control my body at will. So if I just like randomly slap you or slap myself, trust me, that's not me.
So as Blaze says this, he slaps himself.
Yeah. So that's
I enjoy this.
You got a nice little show.
So fun fact, Addie actually came up with this idea. So you can thank her, Jake. Okay, so yeah, you guys should probably settle down for camp, as you've got a large hill to cross.
Wait, say that again?
Are we on the west or east side of the Blistering Hills?
So you're on the east side.
Okay, still going over another hill.
Yeah, here, let me take you guys to just the generalized map. So... you're kind of like right here, technically. So this was pre when I changed the Blistering Hills to the Blistering, technically plains. You guys are like right here. You've got to cross the mountains. This is where everything seems to be on fire.
Okay, so we're on the west side of those hills.
Oh yeah, sorry. You're on the west side of the hills, east side of Athoria.
Okay.
My elephant.
Anyway, okay. Yeah, let's get moving.
Do you guys want to go through? You guys want to travel through the night, or do you want to rest?
Oh,
I don't care. You can. You haven't used any of your spell slots or anything like that, so.
Is it super hot? Like, would it be better to go through the night?
No, it's not super hot. You're at a more regulated temperature now.
Seventies. I think I could hobble my way through. So you guys, I'm good to go.
Sure. Let's just. We're all feeling great.
So as you guys continue or start to go up the hill, mountain hill, Helio mountain thing, the strangest thing happens. And I think Jake, never mind, Jake can't roll, never mind, JK. Actually, Jake, just pick a number between 1 and 100. We'll just do that.
62.
62. Excellent. That's an excellent number. Ooh. Okay. Oh. I just have a list of 100 things, but you can't do this thing because you don't have your dice.
I'll roll for it.
Ooh, okay. We can do that.
This works for me. I trust in you.
Okay.
Believe in me.
Do ya? Okay. So 62, it's a trap. Okay, roll a dexterity check for him, Stimpy.
Is that a d20?
Yes.
Okay, I know for a fact I have a +4 on that.
Well, too bad you wanted Stimpy to roll for you.
Yeah, because I got a 3, so +7.
Well, you shouldn't have trusted him. However, so you failed, obviously, and you're about to fall into this pit when all of a sudden you're like reaching to like grab a vine to hold on to instead of just falling. And as you're reaching for it, some branches actually start to reach out of your fingertips, and it pulls you onto it, and the branches go back into your fingertips, but you grabbed it, so you avoid any damage. You hear, "Do you like me now, Daddy? I saved you. You were about to fall, silly Daddy."
Thank you very much, because I was definitely going to die.
Silly Daddy.
Alright, boys. I got fucking tree powers.
He's got the reflexes of a tree.
Man, he's awesome.
Okay, so you guys continue on your journey. So, are you proud of me, Daddy? Did I make you happy? Do you like me now?
I'm very happy.
I am, but tell him no, Jake.
I'm still very confused on how I feel about you, so we're gonna put that question on pause right now.
Okay, Daddy. I'll keep proving myself to you. I know you'll like me. I know you'll love me.
This tree is just the spider from Billy and Mandy.
Exactly.
That's what I was thinking.
Pretty much really is, because that's where it was birthed from the idea. Okay, so as you guys get to the top of the hill, it's actually daytime. It took you quite a while. And you actually hear the sounds of battle as you look down. And you see in the valley of Lonbride. Where did I set you guys?
No.
Whoa. It's down at the bottom.
Actually, I lied.
Oh my.
This is what you see from the top. You don't actually see any of the people because the people fit funny on here. So this is what you see from up on the hill.
High view, boys.
Wow. Only you can prevent forest fires.
Oh, and yes, I forgot to say, as you see this, Lausian, you actually get incredibly saddened, just like in the pit of your soul is how sad you feel. And Stumpy, you just kind of hear him like quietly sobbing to himself, and you can almost feel his pain as he sees his brethren going up in smoke.
I'm so sorry.
As the trees blaze like giant torches, bodies litter the battlefield, and you begin your trek down towards it. And that is where we're going to end.
Whoa. That's pretty dope.
Dude, my pants are only barely shitted.
I know, right? So yeah, there you guys go. A lot happened. Well, actually, not a lot happened, but it seemed like a lot.
Only barely.
Whit, I'm gonna slit your fucking face off.
Whoa! We're still recording, Whit. Sir. Calm down.
Keep scribbling up my drawing.
All right, so yeah, thank you guys all so much for joining us. That was a very interesting session. I'm in a lot of places I never thought I would explore. Never thought I'd call Jacob Daddy, but here we are.
I don't like it.
I expected to call Jacob daddy.
Well, you almost got him to turn and cough, so.
I was not ready to be called daddy. It makes me so uncomfortable.
After you taking advantage of him, wouldn't he be calling you daddy with it?
I wish.
Guys, there was a poll, and 50% of people wanted me in their party.
This is true. We should discuss that poll. I put a poll on Twitter. Who would want who in their adventuring party? And Jacob won.
Let me check the results. I'm fact checking.
So, I think Stimpius was last, actually, which was, I feel bad.
6 votes.
Yeah, I didn't think there was going to be a ton of votes.
I thought there would only be, like, me.
I think Addy picked Stimpius, because Addy commented.
She did, I believe. I picked Blaze, because Blaze has a lot of really inventive ideas to kill things.
Blaze is also dead half the time. Wit's a fucking wet noodle. Fucking people.
Hey, my spells are cool, and I have a tree in my head.
Hey, I would just like to say before those like sand snakes got us, I fucking was like, I could have slayed like 3 of them.
I was doing ice spike damage on all of them.
You didn't kill any.
Well, it's because we weren't.
It was rigged.
It was rigged.
Okay, so yeah, it stands at Stimpius 1 vote, Lausian 2, and Blaze 3.
Fucking people just can't appreciate the Giga Chad Croakers.
Oh wait, I didn't vote for Blaze.
I'll be honest, I would have voted for
I voted for Lausian. And Addy
kinda cringe, but okay.
Oh, Addy voted for Stimpy. Yeah. And I voted for Lausian.
Addy is official member of Giga Chad Club.
Stimpy, you were my next one. I feel like Lausian keeps you guys from dying the most because he's like, maybe we shouldn't do that.
I'm the voice of reason. That's
my ass.
At least he was in the beginning. He was in the beginning. When you were like just stealing things.
Throw shit down a well.
You wanted to kill the kobolds and put them into slavery.
We did put them into slavery.
Well, you wanted to kill the parents and put the children into slavery.
They're just indebted.
Well,
you know, I think Stimpy said they got the better half of the deal. It's like, dude, we were either gonna murder the shit out of them.
But that was just the poll for the first half of season 1. That's where we're at. So when this episode actually goes out, it'll be probably the second week in October. The last session we did will be the first week in October. We've got a little bit of a hiatus.
Can we have like a Game of Thrones ending to this where it fucking sucks ass?
I mean, yeah. I'm not gonna plan it as that, but that's probably what's gonna happen.
Yes! Dude, I wanna get stabbed.
Well, you did get stabbed and bitten.
Yeah, can we all just fucking die to the final boss?
I mean, if you really want.
I've
already planned what happens to Lausian. I've already planned what happens to Lausian. Anyways.
Worry, wait. You're gonna fucking look at another skeleton person and die anyway. Don't fucking worry.
That's right.
All right, so we're gonna end that there. Thank you guys all so much for joining us. Make sure to follow us on Twitter so you can join these fun polls that we have. I'm gonna put up another one for the Arcano Mages that we've met thus far. And yeah, check it out. It's at Athorian Pod on Twitter, and then Legends of Athoria on Instagram. And then Wit, do you wanna put out your handle? Yeah.
My handle on Twitter is Saint Gnome, Saint with an E, Saint Gnome.
Perfect. All right. And as always, we will see you guys next week. And also never let a tree go into your ear or bad things will happen.
Don't let a tree take advantage of you.
Thank you all for joining us on Legends of Athoria. We will see you again next week. And remember, keep your coin purse close, or Stimpius will find you.